We're here with one of my favorite people in the whole world, Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District in office since 2013. Elizabeth, it's wonderful to have you with us. You're doing such a great job.
Well, thank you. Always great to be with you. You know that.
Let me start by asking you about something that is close to all of our hearts, anybody in America, and that has to do with the new Sandy Hook Elementary School. Of all the things that I have seen in my life, this was the worst, this massacre of young children. Any parent, any grandparent will forever have that fear in their hearts. And this new school, the replacement of the old school, happens. Take us through that. How did it happen? Was the old one knocked down? Was the new one put up? What was the thinking?
Well, I agree with you about it being one of those pivotal, searing moments in America's collective emotional and political life. I mean, shocking, horrifying, kind of defying our ability to understand how this could happen. How could any human being do this to children? And it remains a mystery, I think, in that way. And frankly, I think that may in part be why it's been a little harder on the gun issues than it might be, because I think it's just so stupefyingly hard to fathom human behavior like this. But what happened on the school, I can tell you because I was sat in on many of those conversations, there was a long process of community involvement and engagement of parents and teachers and community members to try to determine and build consensus for the community about the most appropriate way to move forward. And after a long deliberative process, the community decided, really came to consensus, not universal agreement, but consensus, something we need to work on in this country, mm-hmm. about building towards consensus around issues, decided to raise the old school, pulverize it, which I think was correct, and to rebuild on the same piece of land, but not in the same location. So in that way, to sort of honor the memory of those who were there, to keep the name of the school. And then they engaged the services of some local architects who really have designed a wonderful building. I was there for it was opened up to the community a couple of weeks ago, and it is a beautiful building that manages to be both warm and enveloping, but also light and airy. It has sort of a tree theme throughout it. They've got a lot of windows, a lot of sort of little treehouse spaces for students and teachers to gather on the upper levels and look out into the woods. It incorporates lots of eco-friendly sustainability elements, and tucked in there a lot of safety features as well and security for the peace of mind of the community. It is a beautiful building, and school starts this week, and I think people are excited to have that school all back together and students back running up and down in the halls and laughing in the classrooms.
For all of us who have grandchildren or children, you know, it is, as we have both said, incomprehensible that you would lose, because we can all project ourselves into that situation and mm-hmm. the kind of feelings we have of the parents and the grandparents who went through all of this and the children themselves. Is there any residue of, it sounds like from your description, we've moved into positive territory.
I think we really have.
Yeah.
I think we have. Now, I will tell you, I met with folks when I was there, and because of the ages of the students, it's basically all new students who are going to be in that building. About half of the teachers will have been taught previously at Sandy Hook. Some chose not to return. Some moved to other schools. You know, there are always some retirements. I think kids are very resilient. I mean, the good thing is kids are actually more resilient than adults. So I think in many ways it's going to be more challenging for adults than for the children. The children adapt to what the new circumstances are. And having seen kids in that class, in those classrooms and running up and down the halls a couple of weeks ago, I think it's going to be a very joyous and cheerful learning environment for them. I was particularly struck by my conversation with the janitor school. Mm-hmm. I've come to know very well. I met him on the day of the shootings, in which he was understandably traumatized in so many ways, including having been detained by the police because they thought he might have been involved. So he was wearing a dark uniform, and he had in fact been running up and down the halls, sheltering kids and getting them into classrooms and closets. And for him, it's an incredibly emotional experience to be back in that building. And I think it is for a number of the adults. It's going to take a little time. But I hope that the presence of children and happiness and joy and learning in a new school year will allow the adults who are most deeply affected to feel life moving forward in important ways.
What about protection? I mean, you know, it was a lesson learned that somehow we have to do everything in our power to make sure that, God forbid, a copycat or some idiot doesn't do something else. Is there anything that you know that has been done to implement a plan of that kind?
There is, but I can't talk
about
it. Well,
of course not. Yeah.
You know, they certainly went to great lengths to do everything they could in thoughtful ways to make that not a prison for the students, but
sure,
a joyful place of learning. But it does incorporate important lessons about the best way to have a learning environment, but that's also a safe environment.
So two things come out of this, and I know you've been passionate about both of them. One of them is guns. You know, there does seem to be a lack of movement when it comes to this craziness of Americans and their guns. Texas talking about the kids allowed to come into college classrooms with guns on. We're moving in the wrong direction, I think.
Well, I think it's more mixed than that. Actually, certainly there's a lot of pushback in Texas on the open carry on campus. There are faculty members and students pushing back hard against that policy. If you saw, Fareed Zakaria had a great program this past weekend about looking at gun laws around the world and sort of what can we learn, what could America learn on things. But I also think I'm a lot more optimistic than that. I see people moving forward. I think this could be an issue, a big issue actually, in this election year. The way I've come to think of it is this is an opportunity for folks who want to see positive change, who want to see gun safety laws enacted. We should be running towards this issue,
so,
not running away from it. And just like the principal Hochberg, who ran towards the shooter,
yeah,
to save lives, I think we as a country need to embrace this issue, not be afraid of the gun lobby, not be afraid of the forces that have opposed sensible laws. The vast majority of Americans support comprehensive background checks, support stopping straw purchasing and trafficking, support the no-fly, no-buy, closing the loophole that makes it possible for people who are on the terrorist watch list to legally buy guns when they're not allowed to board a plane. That's just sheer madness. And these are things we can change. Democracy needs to be responsive to the people. So I hope we're going to see people voting on this issue, the majority of Americans voting for sensible gun laws, and they're going to have the opportunity in a number of cases, including in my race this year. Frankly, my opponent is busy touting strong Second Amendment, and we don't need to do anything, and he's just wrong. He doesn't know enough about those huge loopholes or doesn't seem to care how important that is to the tens of thousands of Americans who lose their lives every year to gun violence and their family members who are devastated.
Elizabeth Estey, it's wonderful to have you with us. I was going to say one other thing, and that was the mental health piece.
Absolutely.
And when we come back the next time, we'll start with that, okay?
Terrific. Thanks so much.